The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 6th, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
So, in another place, Krishna says, Janma karma me dibbam. Ji janati tattva. Karma, every living entity is bound up by the resultant action of his own karma. But Krishna is not like that. In the English constitutional law, it is said that the king can do no wrong. King can order punishment for the criminal, but the king is never criminal. King cannot be punished. Your President Nixon is fighting on this point. Although people want to impeach him, he is fighting on this point that I am not wrong. Actually, that much facilities must be given to the head executive. If he becomes under the laws, then his position is not exalted. That is the principle of accepting the highest order of life. So, in the material condition, that is not applicable perfectly. But, so far, the spiritual condition is concerned, God must be given full freedom. Otherwise, there is no meaning of God. If God is also under your laws, sometimes, why God has done like this? They inquire like that. This question sometimes, why God has put us into this condition? These are foolish questions, but the real conception of God is that He is free to do anything, whatever He likes. You cannot say why God can, if God will do this, will do not that. No, that is not the conception of God. Here Krishna says, Name karma phale spriha. He is Atmaram. Atmaram. Atmaram means he is fully satisfied in himself. And he can create so many things. He is creator. So there is no question of desiring something. He can do anything, whatever he likes. But that will be explained. He sets example. Just like in the previous verse, we have already discussed. Chatupannam maya system gunakarma vibhagasa. Tasya kartaram api imam vidhi akartaram abhayam. Although he has set up the principle of varnasram dharma, but he is not within the varnasram dharma. Just like Krishna takes the incarnation of becoming a pig, but that does not mean he is a pig. Ordinary conception of pig we have got. or he takes the incarnation of a fish, but that does not mean he is ordinary fish. But similarly, he comes here as a human being, as son of Nanda Maharaj, or husband of Rukmini, or son of Vasudev. But actually, he is nobody's son. He is everybody's father. He is the origin. Nobody can be cause of his creation. This idea should be understood. And if anyone understands that Krishna or God is not under any rules and regulations and laws of this material world, then he understands Krishna perfectly. Just like Krishna performed the rasa dance at the midnight, many young girls came by hearing his flute, and he danced with them. This is, from Vedic standard, it is not very moral, because at dead of night, with others' wives or sisters or daughters to dance, Krishna was young, that is not very good example from Vedic principle. But he did it. And that is the highest understanding of Krishna consciousness. Gopi rasamritabdhi lahari kallul magnaun moho. All the Goswamis, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi. He was very strict about women. No woman could come near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Ramma kachidupasana brajavadhu vargabhija kalvika. There is no better method of worship in Krishna than the method conceived by the gopis. And the Goswamis also, Srila Rupa Goswami, Bande Srila Rupa Sanatana Uragajugau, Sri Jiva Gopalako, the six Goswamis, they gave up their material opulence. Takta tu namasesa mandalapati saneng sadat tuchav. They gave up their ministers of the government, very exalted position. Their associates were most aristocratic persons, but he gave up everything. Takta tunam asesa mandalapati sani. Mandalapati means leaders of the society, big, big men, jamindars, or government officers. So he gave up. Tuchyavat. Considering them most insignificant. Katta turnamasi samandalapati saning sadatuchabat bhutva dinagani sakaukarunaga. They have given up their opulent family. He was also belonging to the aristocratic family. He gave up and became a mendicant, beggar, madhukuri. They are asking one chapati from one grihastha. They would not accept three or four or chapatis at a place. Only half, one, like that, or in this way. So much in the renounced order of life, but they lived. How? gopi rasamrita abhilahari kallol magnol moho. They're always thinking of the gopis dealing with Krishna. So, from this standpoint of view, dealings of the gopis with Krishna, that is not this ordinary human dealing. That is all spiritual. Without understanding the spiritual platform of Krishna and the gopis, nobody try to understand it. Then they will misled. So, therefore Krishna says, people may not be misled. Sometimes he is seen to be acting against the social laws. Therefore Krishna warns, namaṁ karmāni limpanti. These social, political or religious laws do not apply to me. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. This question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj when Sukadev Goswami described the Rasa Leela. So, Krishna appeared on this material world dharma samasthapanarthaya paritranaya sadhunam dharma samasthapanarthaya. So, why he violated these rules of dharma? Violation, because according to Vedic civilization, nobody can mix with other's wife or other woman. Even in moral principle, as Chanakya Pandit say, Matrivat Paradareshu, all women should be treated just like mother. Not like the present society. Formally, every woman should be addressed as mother, Mataji. And now they have invented Bahinji. No. Women should be addressed as mother. Matrivat Paradarish. So, this question was put forward by Parikshit Maharaj before Sukadev Goswami. How Krishna dance with others, wife and sister, like that? This is against principle of dharma. So, just to clear the position of Krishna, Krishna is personally saying also, and this is confirmed by Sukadeva Goswami, the tejasangana dusaya. Krishna cannot be polluted, because by chanting Krishna's name, one becomes purified. How Krishna can be polluted? If by chanting Cheta Darpana Marjanam Param Vijayate Krishna Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, and in another place Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one becomes freed from all sinful activities. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, especially. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha. He becomes free from all contamination. In material world, we are simply becoming contaminated. Therefore, Karmani Limpanti. We are becoming entangled by the reaction of our karma. Karmana Daivanetrena Jantar Deha Upapatti. By karma, the jantu, mean living entity, is getting different types of body, one after another. In this way, he is wondering, 8,400,000 forms of body. This is karma. Therefore, to the living entities, as we are bound up by the laws of karma. But Krishna is not like that. Namaṁ karmāṇi limpanti. This is to be understood. Unless we understand Krishna, that he is not bound up by the material laws, then we do not understand Krishna. And if anyone understands it perfectly, then what is the result? The result is itimāṁ jo vijānānti karma bhi nasabaddhati. If one understands clearly that Krishna is not under any material laws, then he also becomes not bound up by any material laws. Simply by knowing it. Karmani nirdhati cha bhakti bhajam. In the Brahma Sutra it is said, Brahma Sangita. Jastindra gopa matavendra maho sakarma. Indra gopa and the king Indra, both are named as Indra. Jastu Indra gopa atha maha Indra. Sakarma phalabhuk. Everyone is enjoying the resultant action of his karma. Jastindra gopa matavendra maho sakarma bandharu rupa phalabhajana matanuti. Everyone is enjoying or suffering the resultant action of his karma. Sakarma phalabhuk. But karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajang. But one who is in the devotional service, although he has to suffer the resultant action of his past karma, but that is reduced to the minimum, karmani niddhati, or practically no. For whom? Bhakti bhajam. Those who are devotees. So, who can understand Krishna is not under the laws of any material nature? Only the bhaktas. Bhaktas can understand. Who can understand Krishna? Bhakta mām abhijānāti. Only the bhaktas can understand. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita has spoken to Arjuna, Bhaktosi, you are my devotee. So, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's attributes, Krishna's pastimes, they can be understood by the bhaktas only, not the non-devotees. Non-devotees cannot understand that namaṁ karmāṇi, this process, that Krishna is not bound up by any material laws. The example is given by Śukadeva Goswāmī to Mahārāja Parīkṣita. Tejyasāṁ na dūṣāya. Tejyasāṁ, just like the sun. The sun is evaporating the urine from the street. But that does not mean sun is infected. Although sun is evaporating the urine, the stool, or any contaminated place, rather his sun is sterilizing that process. This is practical. If sunshine is anywhere, in the most contaminated place, the sun does not become contaminated, but the place becomes purified. Is it not a fact? Similarly, Krishna was very beautiful. The gopis became attracted with Krishna As it is natural, a young boy is attracted with young woman or young girl is attracted. That is natural. Jupati nāna jathā juno. It is natural. So the gopis, they were attracted by Krishna's beauty, and therefore they went to Krishna. But the result was that the gopis became purified, Krishna remained uncontaminated. This is understanding of Krishna. Somewhere or other, if one reaches Krishna, he becomes kamat, krodhat, bhayat. Either by lusty desire, or by anger, or bhaya, just a kamsa. Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. That Krishna is coming. How shall I kill him? How shall I kill him? Bhaya, out of fear. So he also got salvation. Krishna killed him, he got salvation. The gopis approached Krishna out of lusty desire, but they became purified. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu bhargavija kalu. So, even while approaches Krishna, with impurity, he becomes purified. Now, Krishna does not become impure. Don't think like that. Therefore, Krishna says, Kripram bhavati dharmātmā sastacchānti nigacchati konteya pratijānihi name bhakta pranasyati. So, somehow or other, approach Krishna. Then your life is perfect. Krishna does not become imperfect. Krishna is always. In the Isha-Upanishad, apāpa-viddham, description of God is there. Apāpa-viddham, where Krishna or the Lord is never contaminated by any so-called, for him there is nothing sinful. This is understanding of Krishna. Namāṁ karmāni limpanti. Why he should be? Therefore, if anyone understands, studies Krishna perfectly about his activities, about his birth, about his name, about his form, anything, he has got everything like us. He has got his form, he has got his activities, he has got his attributes, everything is there, but they are transcendent. Therefore, his name is Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. His Vigraha is Sachidananda. His Vigraha is not like us. The Mayavadi is the mistake. Therefore they imitate Krishna. The rascal Mayavadi, they imitate Krishna. I am Krishna. I can play flute like him. I become Krishna by playing flute. These are rascals. Krishna's vigraha is different. You cannot imitate Krishna. Even if you imitate, that does not mean you become Krishna. This is rascal. Krishna is not namaṁ karmāṇi limpati. Therefore Krishna says, this jarma karma me dibbam. That is all transcendental. Krishna's body, just like Sachidānanda vigraha. Krishna's body is eternal. My body is not eternal, so how can I imitate Krishna? Krishna's body is eternal, sat. Krishna's body is full of knowledge, and I am full of ignorance, my body. I do not know if there is some disease in the finger. But just like the other day, there was some trouble. Now automatically, the skin is being purified. So, I do not know how it is being done. Therefore, full of ignorance. But Krishna is not like that. Sat-chit. Chit means knowledge. He knows everything. Not only himself. He knows everything. Vedāṁ samitītāni. Krishna says, I know everything. And the Bhagavat, it says, Janmadasya annayat itaratascha arthesu abhijyana. Krishna knows everything. But I do not know. I do not know how many hairs are here. And still I am claiming I am Krishna. So, do not compare Krishna with any human body. That is great offense. To think of Krishna as ordinary human being, as equal, or a human being is Krishna, these are two things are offensive. Aparad. Mayamadi hoy Krishna aparad. That is the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mayavadi, those who think that Krishna is like us, Mayavadi, they are aparadi, they are offended to Krishna. They are punishable. Offended. Therefore, you should rightly understand Krishna, his activities, you should not imitate. Krishna's activities are worshipable. We cannot imitate Krishna's activities. Janma karma, his activities are transcendent. You cannot. How you can imitate? Can you imitate to lift a mountain as Krishna did? You can imitate falsely Krishna's last lila. That is very easy. But can you imitate Krishna to lift up the mountain? Then how you have Krishna equal with Krishna? This is all rascal. Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. And you have got this rotten material body. Therefore cannot be compared with Krishna. This rotten material body is subjected to the material laws. But Krishna is not under the material laws. That is real understanding of Krishna. Janma, and if you really understand, that is stated here, itimāna jo bhijānāti. In this way, if one understands Krishna, karma bhi nasabaddhati. He does not become entangled with the karma. In another place it is also confirmed, janma karma me dibbam, jo janati tato. If one understands Krishna's activities, Krishna's birth, Krishna's form, Krishna's attribute, if one can understand tato, in truth, not by mental speculation, in truth, as it is, then what happens? Takta deham punarjanmanaiti. He does not get any more material body after leaving this body. So try to understand Krishna on this principle as Krishna says. Don't imagine, don't speculate. Then your life will be perfect. Thank you very much.
Which describes that Maharaj Yudhisthira and his younger brothers all attained the spiritual world in the self-same body. Does this mean that they had their spiritual bodies while they were on the earth?
Yes, that is possible. They went to heaven, heavenly planet, no? No, where? Where it is? Yeah, that's all right. But not this body, the spiritual body.
That a man must see every woman other than his own wife, his mother. How should a woman see other men?
As son?
That was my idea.
Yeah. If I see a woman as mother, she must see me as son, that's all. That is the system. the brahmachari, the sannyasi, go to beg alms from door to door. Mother, give me some bhiksha, alms. And it is the duty of the grihastha to treat brahmachari and sannyasi as their son, as they maintain their children with food, shelter, cloth. Similarly, the brahmacharis and sannyasis, they are dependent on the society. They should be treated as the sons of the society. And they must supply their necessities, their necessities. The sannyasi brahmachari does not want more than what they need. They should not collect more than what they need. Bhikkha nirvaham, not collect more and enjoy as others cost. No, that is not the business of sannyasi. They can collect so much as they need, that's all. Mataji.
Yes.
Mother. All right, chant.